This book is highly recommended, regardless of one's faith or spiritual tradition, and that affiliation or that resonance. It really addresses and is forward thinking in the idea of the transforming of the entirety of human endeavors. So all societies, cultures, and so forth, through the mechanism of inner education, which to Bob Thurman is really what is at essence in the teachings given by the Buddha. They turn one within, and because they do, we educate ourselves as to what we discover about our inner anatomy, inner thought processes, inner realities, and how that then through consensus or through a relationship and so forth becomes the outer realities that we as human beings interact with, create together, create individually. Which is why, some people are worried about one thing and the same thing doesn't worry to another person, and similarly so with happiness and et cetera. It is very readable, very, very quick read also, and I highly recommend it. Put it, put one in your stocking or something. Related to no mind. Mind, no mind. Mind is luminous. We're spending a lot of time with no mind. And of course that's a silly statement that I just made, actually, about a lot of time. We have approached it three ways. Excuse me. And what I hope you have received so far from your experience is that there is a wider, open, basically empty inner space, inner cognitive awareness. That is not filled with the clutter of this and that, color, name, form, and so forth. That has no projections on it, in it, on it or in it. That we have had, even if only a fleeting, momentary experience of that over our last few weeks. But my guess is that no, there's been repeated, and I would hope that for everyone, repeated experiences, no matter whether they last a nanosecond or a few seconds or into a minute or more. That foreground background, that the background, if you will, the inclusivity that is already there, this impartial, it's also already pure. It's already like the space in front of our face, nothing can adulterate it. And that we have hopefully discovered that, i.e., no mind. In other words, this could, and maybe it has for some of you, cause the question off the cushion, even on the cushion, but off the cushion, well, what is mind? What is this something that I call mind, inclusive of all its emotions, perceptions, projections, and the list, including the sense of self, which is a cognitive identity, right? I am I. That's a cognitive statement. I am me. That's a cognitive statement. And that's a knowing statement. So with the experience in any of the three ways that we've approached it, or in all of the three ways that we've approached it, the experience it for each person individually, again, these things can only be recognized and experienced personally. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. The wish behind this cycle is that, oh, right, it is blank. It is empty of all my stuff. And it was already there. Apparently, always is, because it already was every time we've experienced it. And we also have come to the experience that, oh, right, when I'm centered, there is some of that there. Or in present, there is some of that neutrality, spacious, inclusive, open, peaceful, tranquil. Again, whatever is your personal experience, I'm just offering some options that might be there for you. So Thurman's quote, the reason that's here, Thurman's quote really comes down to both the top line, the top sentence, and the bottom sentence, the last sentence. It's just our awakening process, because somebody might read this and go, hey, I didn't sign up for some path of enlightenment. That isn't why I'm here. And that's totally valid. And I want to acknowledge that. As I was typing this, I went, somebody might go, hey, I didn't sign up for that. I just signed up for meditation. Okay, excellent. Totally valid. But that then begs the word, and why do we have a response or a certain definition of enlightenment? Not that I'm trying to push something on anybody, because I'm not. That, therefore, the top line and the very last sentence. The top line is about transforming. Well, I think everybody who investigates meditation, they want to transform something. They might want to transform stress into being less stressful, being restless into being less restless. That's transformative. That's the goal. And if we, as we have been proceeding over these last, especially the last 3 or 4 years, as we've been proceeding, we have definitely all experienced that, wow, I was not as aware as I thought I was. And that lack of awareness has been being incrementally, slowly, slowly transformed through what we do on the cushion and taking it off the cushion. And that has been flawless. None of us is the person we were when we began this large cycle. None of us is. And I know that because I get emails from you all. You know that because you hear me and you hear how I approach things. And it's ch how it has changed. We have relationship, so we can all experience our changes within one another. Therefore, the last line, what emerges from the human life form and all its experience is awakening. That's, we're butterflies coming out of our cocoons. But we're probably still in the chrysalis stage. We might even still be caterpillars, just eating away, eating, 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 eating. Gratifying, 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 looking for the next gratification. That's what a caterpillar does. Okay, fine. Caterpillars turn into something else. And that's what the world needs. Because the world is suffering from human-made problems and how human beings are within themselves and with one another. So, everyone, and so I bow to you once again. Thank you for being here. And thank you for rolling up your sleeves metaphorically and getting to it. In whatever measure you are, in whatever, like how you take it into your life and integrate it. Thank you. I really, truly bow to you. We smile. We smile together. As the first sentence says, it's simply a systematic process. It's a systematic process. It's no different than, at some point, an infant starts to try to climb up on the furniture to learn how to walk. And that baby will do it systematically. If we observe, it's quite methodical. And all through our life, we have those processes that are so instinctually methodical, systematic. Instinctually so. Just like everything else in nature. But this methodology, instinctual methodology, is to go from being, I don't know, bewildered, confused, constantly attached, constantly avoiding, constantly craving after, and always with that edge of aggression to a different kind of inner being that expresses outwardly. How marvelous. So we smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath with the moment, with ourselves, with all existence. If there's a pet nearby or a tree or something, just breathing with that immediacy. Smile with the solstice rising sun. Because no matter the tradition, the solstice, which is why Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa are all right around now. The solstice is about light, the inner light, that we all are the light of the world. So we smile and breathe and settle. Breathing in, breathing out. And it is probable that the background, the vast openness of awareness, compassion, is already becoming more prevalent for you. And we've recognized we have choice. We can still perseverate around whatever we want and have it roll around, roll around, roll around our mind. Or we can just be present and maybe there's a little effort to just stop, rest. Rest the mind. And when we smile, inwardly or physically, it all loosens again, opens, brightens, softens. And we can feel its unity with all the world. This state of ease, resting, open. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing with the world. Breathing with every cell of our body, breathing with all our inner anatomy, so to speak. Love you all. Every moment is a transformation. Choice is the driving force behind that. Love you. Create your day.